possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Before we get to the phones, and they're lighting up, we want thoughts on this. Micah Parsons, how do we feel in Detroit today? He's in the Green Bay Packer uniform. He'll play against Detroit in week one, and they are listed as the favorites to win the NFC North. And John, I think you brought up, like, some of this isn't, well, Detroit should have made that trade. Although, hey, you could make the case go all in. It's also the backdrop of a lack of urgency and puzzling comments from Brad Holmes about that edge position here in Detroit.
Yeah, I just, going into the season right now with, okay, great that we have Aiden Hutchinson back. We heard about the Aiden Hutchinson rule throughout all of camp, and when they were, you know, going against Miami, like they implemented that rule too. But opposite him, Marcus Davenport, what is even the over-under on games that he plays? Four?
Sure.
Four and a half?
Yeah. The most he's played in a Lions uniform, most he played in 3 years.
And other than him, you got Tyler Lacy, Aquadin Mohamed. And I think Mohamed is a solid player, but he's no game changer.
He's a rotation
Tyrus
guy.
Wheat and Josh Pascal, who at best isn't going to be available until week five.
Yeah, you'd feel better about, hey, they added Parsons. They went bold. We have our Parsons and Aiden. But we paired Aiden up with somebody.
Right.
You'd feel a lot better if they had done that this offseason.
The cap space is there.
And they plan on rolling some over. Well, while you roll over cap space, other teams are going to use it and they're going to compete with you on Sundays. And that's the reality. Now, I wanted to hit a couple narratives before we get the phone calls because I've seen a lot of, and I get it, like the Lions are our team. We don't want to believe that someone's coming into our division and going to take it from us. And certainly not without a fight. But I've seen a lot of like defense mechanism talking points. One is, we have Penei Sewell. We can neutralize Micah Parsons. John, I think you made a great point about this. You played the position. You can win every rep, but the one that you lose is a fumble. Yep. It's a sack. It's a game changer. Micah Parsons has played the Lions twice in his career. He has two sacks. And some of this is, they move him away from Sewell. They'll move him inside. They'll move him to the left side. They'll put him against Decker. It's not enough to just say, we have Penei Sewell. I've seen people suggest he's only one player. Well, if he was the one player we added last night, I tend to think Lions fans would be treating it a little differently. We wouldn't be downplaying it.
Yeah, and the thing is, all right, if he lines up over Penei Sewell, I like those odds. I'll take Penei Sewell all day long. I'll back him. But, I mean, have you ever heard of a TE stunt?
Yeah, right.
All
right,
so all of a sudden, you know, Penei is blocking their defensive tackle, and he's coming around on Tate Ratledge. Or... Right. Tate Ratledge and Graham Glasgow, like both of those players combined, are not Penei Sewell.
Right.
Or he lines up over Taylor Decker.
Yeah. So I think you can't do the we have Sewell. You can't do the he's only one player. People have said, well, what did it get the Bears when they gave up a lot for Khalil Mack? Well, it gave them the number one defense and it won them the division. And if they didn't have Mitch Trubisky in the double doink, they may have made a deeper run. I think Green Bay is better positioned than Chicago was when they added Khalil Mack. I've seen the argument that now Green Bay won't have a run defense. They were top 10 last year. Kenny Clark had been going south. I still think they're going to be stout against the run, and I think the net positive is going to be greater with Parsons. I've seen, well, Dallas didn't win the Super Bowl with Parsons. Green Bay is better than Dallas. Like, I just, it's a lot of this stuff. I think people are, they're defensive because these are our Lions and we don't want to believe that the Lions aren't going to be that team, but Green Bay is putting a real effort out there. This is an all-in move to challenge the Detroit Lions. And I thought one of the best messages we got today was on Twitch. A texter said, I never thought I would see the day another team in the division would have to pull off a blockbuster to keep up with the Lions.
Yeah, I mean, that's okay, beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
But they did, to their credit.
Yeah, they did.
And now it's game on. A couple more texts. It says, I'm so tired of this business of keeping GM's job safe in Detroit by letting them play the long game rather than going for it. I want a Super Bowl. I want a World Series. Let Brad cook in someone else's kitchen. Take Scott Harris as a sous chef. Get people who want to win now. We're not throwing the guys out today.
No.
But
no.
I understand the frustration. I do agree with John that a move needed to be made, whether it was via trade for a league average edge guy or something in the draft, or Zadarius, or somebody. The last two off seasons, to be honest, it's not even about the Micah deal. It's about having a move that makes this team better.
And, I mean, we've heard Brad Holmes and even Dan talk about, like, player acquisition never stops. They have a roster spot available. The easiest solution, and we've dug it into the ground, buried it, it's Zadarius. Mm-hmm. You could make a trade. You could take somebody or you could pursue someone on someone else's roster. It doesn't have to be at the level of a top five pass rusher.
No.
It's just simply somebody better than what you have right now on your roster that provides you a better opportunity to pursue the quarterback.
Ticket text phone calls 248-539-9797. Chris in Ypsilanti, good morning.
Hey guys, I'm going to just kind of take a different angle here. I think first, Lions fans need to realize that the Packers are a better team than they were yesterday. And so like that's just the truth that we have to accept. But I do want to attack this narrative that the Lions could have made a similar move or should have made a similar move. I think the point you guys made about Trey as maybe a mid-season target on his current deal, I think that I might be willing to entertain that move depending on the cost. But Micah signed for 4 years, $133 million guaranteed, mm-hmm. which means that Aiden is going to sign for 4 years, $133.1 million guaranteed. The way this works is that at the time of signing, all of that guaranteed money has to be sitting in cash in escrow at the time of signing. So to do both Micah and Aiden, you would need $266.1 million in cash in escrow. That's over $250 million. The Lions just put $250 million in cash in escrow last year for Penne and Goff. There's like a really real possibility that the Lions just don't have another $250 million sitting in cash right now. So for all the Lions fans that said, well, why didn't we get Micah? You have to just reckon with the fact that you probably don't have the cash to do that deal. So that's a big hurdle. The Cincinnati Bengals had to sell the naming rights to their stadium
just
to get Jamar. Well, yeah, we'll get Joe Burrow, Jamar, and T, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's not Paul Brown Stadium anymore. So like that, and that's what Brad said in his most recent interview with 97.1 The Ticket, that it's not really the cap that's the issue. It's the cash in hand. And
we were sitting there looking forward. Talking to him at training camp when he made that point. But and I want to back up to something. You got something on that?
We're not saying the Lions should have done this deal. We would have loved it. But I understand the cash on hand. I understand the cap. I understand you. We want to keep Aiden Hutchinson.
Well, but I was just going to say, that's the other side of this. You could say they should or should not have made the deal. To say they could not have made the deal, they could have brought in Parsons and not extended Aiden Hutchinson. I'm not saying that's the right thing,
right,
but they could have. They could have said, Aiden's got 2 years in a Lions uniform. We're not extending him. We're going to get 2 years of Parsons and 2 years of Aiden together, and we're going to get one of them to stay long term. Ideally, it would have been Aiden, but the only way we can get Parsons is to pay him first. To say they couldn't do it is silly. They could. It would just come at the sacrifice of who's on the team in 2027.
You do it right now, you're not paying Aiden.
Yeah.
And then you can decide down the road, Aiden, do you...
Or am I trading St. Brown, or am I cutting Kirby Joseph?
You're trading Aiden.
Right.
You know, and you're getting back capital.
And I get it. He's a hometown guy. Nobody wants to do it, but they could have. They could have.
No, I as this kind of sinks in with me, I'm more frustrated that they didn't make a play after the 12-5 season. I really am. The signals were there that they were going to be great. They had the young talent, and they should have taken advantage of all the cap space they had then. And maybe the target back then would have been Trey Hendrickson with an extension. Mm-hmm. Like, you give him the 3-year extension he was looking for $90 million or whatever it was at the time. You know, then that's expiring coming up this after this season, and you're paying Aiden. You see what I'm saying? Like, they've sat on their butts a little bit here and let what Jim said, people start catching up to them. I still think they'll win the division.
Me too.
And I still think they're a Super Bowl threat.
Imagine a world where they don't. Like, this is everything that Brad Holmes has rallied against. You can't have two edge rushers. You can't make moves like this. You want to be sustained, successful. It would be a direct shot at Brad Holmes if Green Bay came in here and won this division.
I kind of agree with the fact that it's very hard to have two edge rushers that you're paying big bucks to. Like, the huge. Like, mm-hmm. So Aiden gets his contract. There's no way you can have that on your cap, right? But there was a place here, like you were saying, with, they could have got Parsons and let Aiden eventually leave. There's a place where you can intertwine them because they're both not getting paid. Or one's contract's expiring.
Well, we were saying that with Myles Garrett. You could take him on and not extend him, and then you extend Aiden, right? Or Trey Hendrickson, we just floated out as if they're not winning and you trade for him. I'm not paying Hendrickson and Hutch. I'd still only be paying Hutch. Hendrickson would be on an expiring contract. There are ways to get creative and navigate the cap. And you know what gets me? They know how to do that. We've seen them be savvy and creative manipulating the salary cap already. Yet when it comes to this, it's like, me no understand cap. Yes, you guys do. You guys are really good at this. But now it's just, we can't connect the dots. You could. You chose not to. That's the gamble they're making. Green Bay's making a gamble to mortgage the future and give up two firsts and move on from Kenny Clark and chase the championship this year. Detroit's gamble is not doing it. That's the other side of it.
A point I don't think it's been made on the air this morning. I've made it to you off the air, though, is I do think LaFleur and Gutekunst they have to win. They've been there a while now. Did they make this move because they're feeling it? They've internally been told it's time to get to a Super Bowl.
It ratchets the pressure. There's no doubt.
You know, they marry themselves to Love. The people are chattering that maybe Love's not good and not worth that money. Yeah. You know, other people think he could be an MVP.
Speaking of Aiden Hutchinson, he was on Up in Adams, Kay Adams' show. Mm-hmm. This was before the trade went down. We have some audio. Aiden was asked about the possibility of adding Micah Parsons to the Detroit Lions. We'll play his response next, plus your phone calls, 97.1.
Hey Detroit, it's Heather. Did you know military veterans in our area are holding on to millions in debt? That's why Verizon is partnering with the Detroit Lions to tackle it head on. At Verizon, they know how valuable veterans are. They employ over 8,000 of them, and they don't want to see our veterans held back by financial debt. So they're stepping up, committing to eliminate up to $1 million in veteran debt in the greater Detroit area this year. Plus, for every Lions win, an additional $100,000 will be eliminated. And that's not all. Verizon is giving active military and veteran families a special mobile plan discount starting at just $25 per line a month for 4 lines on unlimited welcome. And they're backing it with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Verizon is freeing some of our best from financial burdens. Stop by a Verizon store and learn more and see how they're honoring our veterans today. Discount for personal lines only for military and veterans. Approved verification documents required. Auto pay and paper-free billing required. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
John, you said today it's kind of a wellness check on Dallas.
First Luka, goodness.
Now Parsons.
So let's compare it. And I'm not going to say Cade because Cade's not on the level of Luka yet, but let's just say it was within a span of 6 months, they traded Skubal and Aiden Hutchinson.
The city would be on fire.
Riots
in the streets.
Can you imagine what we would be going through right now?
Jerry Jones. I told you my favorite tweet from last night was a black and white photo of Jerry Jones, and it said, heartbreaking, Jerry Jones found alive, 82 years old. They are pissed.
Yes.
248-539-9797. And on the other side of things, Green Bay is pumped. Two first-round picks and Kenny Clark. Early in the day, Aiden Hutchinson was on Kay Adams' show up in Adams, and she floated this out. She's like, how would you feel if Parsons was a Lion?
I think we all thought the same thing.
I did too.
And, I mean, you could hear the surprise in him. Like, and he was trying to figure out, like, what, does she know something? Like, is she breaking news to me? Like, what's going on? Is he coming to Detroit or is he going to the NFC North? Eventually, he did.
Yeah.
He had the same thought that we did. Like, this is what happens in Dallas, right? They did it with Dak multiple times.
And with CD.
With CD.
Oh, they'll kiss and make up.
Yeah. And then last night, it was shock when he was traded.
We had a caller call in and say the cash point that you have to have cash on hand to do all these big deals at once. Texter said these owners are sophisticated. They can solve it. Like the idea that the Ford family, the Detroit Lions,
can't come up with the money.
What was that Forbes valuation? $5 billion with a B.
Yeah.
You could sell the naming rights to your stadium like Cincinnati did if it really came down to it.
Well, they did.
I know.
It's Ford Field.
Sell the turf, sponsor the, you know what I'm saying? Like you can get creative with this stuff. If you need to get liquid cash, methinks they could find the money if you're an NFL organization.
You know, just throwing out there quick, I've never heard the specifics of how the Ford Field naming rights work with when it's within the same family.
Right.
Like, is it really?
Are they actually getting cash?
Yeah. I don't know. But I think Heather had a news story in the past year that said that they re-upped the naming rights for Ford Field.
Okay.
Right.
Like,
but
I don't know if does cash change hands.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting question.
Yeah, as opposed to
or do they get a heavy discount?
There would be ways to get cash. It would be silly to think like a professional team in the NFL couldn't get the cash to get the deals done. Let's get to Wood in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Wood, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good morning, Wood.
Listen, I don't really mind though, because that was going to happen, or Dallas was going to sign him, or you know he was going to go somewhere. It's Micah Parsons. That's cool. I'm not afraid of the Green Bay deal. I just want us to sign Zadarius. If we could get Z back and pair him up with Hutch, I think we'll be fine. We don't need another superstar, none of that. But what we have is scary, and I just don't understand why that deal hasn't happened. That's my only issue is that. Other than that, I think we're fine. But we need something other than what we have.
Yeah, I think that's kind of become the prevailing notion. In fact, the ticket texter just said, I'm glad the reactions have matured from the initial reaction of we should have added Parsons to the correct take of, I know Parsons was unrealistic, but we should have done something more to address the edge position.
I don't have any idea what he said.
You're laughing the whole time.
Yeah. I mean, but you got a buddy with that name. Every time you see him in the morning, you say, morning, Wood.
Good Morning Wood. We're being flooded
with
hoes.
Come on, Heather. You think it's funny? Laugh. Let it go.
She did.
I did. I was one of the first ones to look at John as soon as he said it.
Good Morning Wood.
And that's why we're laughing so hard. Yeah.
And with that, let's get to Heather in the news.
I agree. I mean, as soon as those words came out of John's mouth, I looked at him and we both just started laughing. Anyway, Desmond Howard, he just launched this clothing brand that he says will help Michigan pay for its large multi-million fine that it received as part of the penalties from the NCAA investigation into the illegal scouting scheme. So the apparel, I think it all reads the words "just fine" on the front. There's a t-shirt, there's a hat, there's a sweatshirt. They sell from $30 to $50, and they say they're going to go on sale ahead of Saturday's game.
Uh-huh, get it? We got fined record deal for cheating.
Yeah. Yeah, let's let the fans pay for it.
Thanks to a cold case initiative, the mystery surrounding human remains that were found in Tennessee back in 2020 have finally been solved. So authorities in Tennessee say these human remains belong to a man originally from Livonia. So they were discovered in this wooded area. But due to like the state of decomposition, they couldn't be identified. They tried all the usual methods to figure out who this person was, never could do it. So eventually the DNA sample was sent for genetic testing. And this month, scientists found potential relatives in Michigan, and he was identified as Gerald Forsman. And they don't know how long he was dead, because most likely he did not die in 2020. It was far before that. Families say they haven't seen him in 22 years. Mm. No cause of death either at this point, but at least one cold case solved.
Okay.
ESPN has made a shakeup to its top NBA broadcast team. Analyst Doris Burke has been demoted and has been replaced by Tim Legler. So I didn't know much about Burke, because I haven't followed her, but
thing.
She's a Hall of Fame analyst, covered two consecutive NBA finals. Last year, she became the first woman to be a broadcast analyst for a major U.S. men's sport championship event. So, I mean, she's done great things, it sounds like. She's not going anywhere. She did sign a new multi-year extension. She will be on the network's number two NBA broadcast team.
Yeah, I hate the headline because it's just going to give people an excuse to dunk on her as a woman. Like, she's super talented. Yeah. I'm pumped for Tim Legler. Like, that's a guy who breaks down games. I'm excited to see him get that promotion.
Yeah. Dawn Staley is the head coach of South Carolina women's basketball team, but she could have potentially been the coach for the New York Knicks. And on the Post Moves podcast, she revealed that if she would have been offered the position, which she did interview for, she wouldn't have been able to turn it down.
Well, she'd also have to do it for her wallet, too. I mean, it'd be a huge pay raise.
Lots of things for that. Uh-huh. Hey, some good news, sort of, depending on how you look at this. Overall, divorce rates in the U.S. are going down.
Good.
That's great news. But there is one specific type of divorce that's on the rise, and it's called meno divorce. And it basically involves middle-aged women going through menopause who are leaving their marriages at record rates. So it's like women 50 and up. They're realizing this is what apparently it says. It's not a midlife crisis. It's an awakening is what it's being called by experts. So here, let me give you some details. According to a survey, 7 in 10 women said premenopause or menopause is to blame for the downfall of their marriage. And data shows that divorce rates among adults 50 and older are continuing to rise. In 1990, nearly 1 in 10 divorces in the U.S. were among people of that age. But by 2019, the number grew to almost 1 in 4. And they say, like, men will often blame divorce on, like, irrationality and, like, these... They're crazy. My wife is crazy. But experts are saying, no, women are gaining clarity. And that clarity is helping them realize, you know what? Things aren't really that good. I've been dealing with them for a long time, and now I want out.
I think there are a lot of people too that are staying married till they get their kids out of high school.
Yes,
and then it coincides with that same age.
It's a good point.
It does, but now a lot of people are waiting longer to get married and waiting longer to have babies. So everything is kind of taking place. Yeah. I was joking with Colin. I was like, oh, sweet. Emily's going to be a teenager while I'm going through menopause. Like, this is going to be fun. Like, it's going to be a fun time.
Yeah, imagine his perspective.
Tree's thrilled.
Sweet.
Counting down the days.
Cool.
It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, it's the Cookie Jar. I had Labor Day weekend. It's 97.1. Get ready for the football season. It's here. Get ready with Moran Chevrolet, Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer. If you're thinking about going electric, you can skip the gas station altogether with the 2025 Equinox EV LT, and you can lease yours at Moran for $209 a month. That's Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. It's $209 a month, 24-month lease, $999 down. You can shop and find your ride fast at MoranExpress.com or stop by in person. They're on Gratiot, just north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. That's Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.